This file is largely a technical point. It notes something which could cause you trouble if you don't take care to avoid it. Namely, suppose you have a bunch of JavaScript, beautiful variables, you do a wonderful calculation, and on the basis of that calculation you generate a new URL. If you put that URL into the location field of the current page, you've lost all your JavaScript, because loading that URL overrides the body and all the previous JavaScript. So there are two things you can do. You could spawn a new window with the window that open and load the new URL into that window. Maybe your client doesn't like to be littered with windows, so the alternative is what is described here, which is to have a frame set which in some sense defines one dummy and one real frame. So here I have rows equals 1 comma star, which says define two frames, one having one pixel in size, actually we could use 0 there, and the other having the rest, which is of course quite a lot. So this essentially only has one frame. When we load into the location of the bottom frame, we will preserve all the JavaScript in the header of the frame set. To make certain we load in that, we just make the, in all links, they have to have target equals actual frame, where that's the name of the frame, and rather than loading into the topmost frame set.